There's more data showing pharmaceuticals that are excreted from the human body or unused drugs that are directly flushed down the toilet are showing up in surface waters. The effect on aquatic life or humans that swim in or drink the surface water isn't completely known. But there's some evidence that the chemicals in birth control pills are changing the sexual functions of fish. In another recent experiment, UW-Milwaukee researcher Rebecca Clapper exposed minnows to an anti-cholesterol drug.
The fish became much more sedentary and barely moving their mechanism of the fish for them to breathe. So it was really dramatic change in fish, which made us stop the experiment.
Some politicians want more studies of pharmaceutical pollution or improvements in wastewater treatment plants. But with budget uncertainty in Washington and drug makers downplaying any health risk, some agencies are looking at relatively cheap precautionary steps. Kevin Schaefer is executive director of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. He says he's exploring a drug collection program similar to that done with household hazardous waste.
People, when they go to a drugstore, could bring their used drugs there and give it to a pharmacist who can then, you know, make sure it gets into the proper disposal stream. Or hospitals, nursing homes, make it as easy as possible for people to dispose of these drugs in their day-to-day life.
If drug return laws are changed to let the healthcare industry take back unused pharmaceuticals, the hope is that the pills and liquids could be more safely incinerated. That would at least slow down the buildup in rivers and lakes. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.